The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater. I'm Tom Bosley. Welcome to the magic world of radio in your imagination. It isn't fair, really. I mean, one size. I don't happen to be very tall myself. In fact, in school, I was smaller than all the other guys. And I wished, oh, how I wished I could be 6 feet. Would I show them? Well, when I grew older, I found out many short people were more successful than tall people. Maybe it's because they try harder. Today, we're going to bring you the tale of how one little guy took care of a giant, whipped him easy. And that was only the beginning. It's the story of the boy, David. Our adventure story was written especially for the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater by G. Frederick Lewis and stars Skip Hinnant. I shall return in a moment with Act One. This is the story of David, the shepherd boy who in his day became a national hero. He was selected by God. The prophet Nathan tells us, David was chosen from among the children of Israel. He played with lions as with lambs, and with bears he did in like manner as with the lambs of the flock. Our adventure begins in the fields outside of Bethlehem, where the young shepherd David tends his father's sheep.
Can it be? I see the eyes of a lion in the thicket. And a bear. You, lion, bear. They're making off with my ram. Oh, loosen the ram from your jaws, lion. Yeah, loosen, I say, or I shall beat you to death. Give up my ram.
It is not my blood on my hand, Father, but the blood of a ram.
But who is now with the sheep, David?
I have given charge to the keeper so that I might come home to tell you, Father, that...
Yes? What?
There came a lion and a bear, and they took a ram out of the midst of the flock.
Oh, my poor boy. How did you escape?
Escape? I pursued them and struck them and delivered the ram out of their mouths. So that they rose up against me.
The lion and the bear?
Yeah, and I caught them by the throat. And I strangled and killed them.
Oh, there is someone at the door. You were very brave, young David, and I am proud. Your brother shall be proud.
I shall return to the sheep, Father.
Who is at the door?
It is I, Samuel, the prophet of the Lord.
Welcome and enter, for the Lord is with you.
I am sent, Jesse, because in thy house there is a king among thy sons.
A king?
Of Israel. Summon all your sons, so that I may anoint one in the name of the Lord.
A king? A king of Israel? From under this roof? These are my seven boys. Eliab, step forward. This is Eliab, my eldest.
Lord, is the chosen before thee?
What does he say?
He says, look not upon the face, nor on the height, because I have rejected him.
Oh, my next son, Abinadab.
Neither hath the Lord chosen him.
Shema, my third son. The others, look upon them all. Samuel, you shake your head.
The Lord hath not chosen any of these. Jesse, are all thy sons here?
David, there remains yet a young one who watches the sheep.
Send and fetch him.
David... David!
I have not had time to cleanse the ram's blood from my hand.
This is my youngest, Samuel.
The Lord hath spoken. He had said, "Arise, Samuel, and anoint him, for this is he."
David? To be king? But what of King Saul? He is now the king of Israel.
Do not doubt the wish of the Lord. The boy David's time will come.
But why? Why is Saul not to remain king? I do not understand.
The spirit of the Lord hath departed from Saul. An evil spirit troubles him.
King Saul, there is much sadness about you.
The spirit of the Lord has left me. What shall I do?
Let me seek out for you a man skillful in playing the harp. And when the evil spirit is upon you, O king, have him play. You may bear your troubles more easily.
Find me, then, that man who can play well.
I have seen a son of Jesse of Bethlehem, a skillful player, one of great strength and prudent in his words. His name is David.
Send me David. David, sit before me and play your harp.
The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
Oh, he restoreth my soul.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
But if one fears, David...
Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me.
They comfort me.
Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely, goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Oh, my boy David, the sadness is lifted from me.
And I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
King Saul?
Yes?
It is dawn.
I've been awake all night, hoping the Philistines have not come to do battle.
It is a vain hope, my king.
Their challenge. How many of them are gathered for war?
I would say they outnumber us.
Why do you not come out prepared to fight?
What manner of man is this who speaks with such a giant of a voice, Captain?
A giant of a man, my lord. Our soldiers are sorely afraid.
Afraid of one man?
Let me speak to this giant. What is your name, O Philistine?
I am Goliath of Gath.
He calls himself Goliath. Indeed, he is one. He is 9 feet 9 inches tall. I see upon his head a helmet of brass. His body is clothed with a coat of mail.
Answer me, O children of Israel. Why do you not come out prepared to fight?
Strange creature.
I say unto you all, choose one man from among you, and let him come fight me hand to hand.
One man? We have no Israelite of like size to wage equal combat.
If he can fight with me and kill me, we will be servants to you. But if I prevail against him and kill him, you shall be servants and serve us.
David,
I am worried about your brothers.
Have you had no word, Father?
A month and more since Eliab, Abinadab, and Shammah left home to join the army of King Saul.
I wish I had been old enough to follow King Saul into battle.
Well, I am sure the king is better served without boys underfoot in time of war. Your place is tending the sheep. However...
Yes, Father?
To receive news, one must bring something. Go home and take up a sack of grain and 10 loaves of bread and go to the camp at Socho and give them to your brothers. Inquire of them their well-being and return home as fast as your legs can carry you.
A sack of grain and 10 loaves. Eliab, it is I, David.
What are you doing here? We're about to go into battle.
Oh, Father sent me that he might have news of you.
This is no place for you. Go home, David.
Eliab, no time to stand talking with this boy. Who is he?
My brother, David. Are you the captain?
Yes, now go.
I am still here. For 40 days I have returned each day to challenge one Israelite to fight me hand to hand. Where is he?
Captain, why do the men move away?
Know you not fear? They are afraid.
Is there not one in King Saul's army to challenge this Philistine?
Not one. Were there, the king would enrich him with great riches, would give him his daughter in reward, would make his father's house free from tribute in Israel.
Who is this Goliath that he should defy the armies of the living God?
Captain, this boy dishonors my father's house. Why did you come here and leave our sheep in the desert? Go home.
Captain, I beg you, for I have sung before the king. Ask him, is there not cause to speak?
And then the boy David turned to me and said, ask the king, is there not cause to speak?
Let him come in.
Send the boy here.
It is said that those who are pure in heart see clearly to the bottom of the pool.
I hope with all my heart I have not in any way offended, O great king.
I have not forgotten it was you who once brought me peace.
I shall bring peace to the land.
No, let him speak.
I, your servant, will go and fight the Philistine.
You? Fight Goliath?
You're but a boy. You're not able to withstand this Philistine. He is a warrior from his youth.
But hear me out. I kept my father's sheep, and there came a lion and a bear, and they took a ram out of the midst of the flock. And I pursued after them and struck them and delivered the ram out of their mouths. And the lion and the bear rose up against me, and I caught them by the throat, and I strangled them, and I killed them.
This happened. Oh,
can you believe this, stripling, O king?
The Lord who delivered me out of the paw of the lion and out of the paw of the bear, he will deliver me out of the hand of the Philistine.
Go, David, and the Lord be with you.
The first time I read the story of David being encouraged by his king to go fight Goliath, it seemed far-fetched, unlikely. Why would King Saul tell a youth inexperienced in the ways of war to go ahead and fight this giant? Was there anything behind Saul's command? I think we shall find out in a few moments when I return with Act Two. I'll be back. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. It is possible that King Saul knew David was anointed by God and therefore could have more than mortal strength and an even chance when he faced the giant Goliath. And if so, if suspecting that someday David might inherit the kingdom of Israel, Saul might very well say, certainly, go ahead, fight this giant, in the hope that perhaps David would be destroyed and then no longer be a threat to the king Saul. We shall see.
Remain by my side, David. To attack Goliath, you shall need armor. Remove my breastplate.
Aye, King Saul.
Now, my coat of mail, and place it about the boy. It is well. And place upon his head My helmet of brass. David, how does the dress of a warrior become you?
I am uncertain. The armor is large and heavy.
To protect you. To impede the hand of mighty Goliath.
I cannot go into battle thus, for I am not used to it.
Remove the armor and lay it aside. David shall go forth clad only in our hopes.
I shall have more armor than that. I have God protecting my soul.
Where is the Israelite who would challenge me? Let him come forth, so that I might tear his limbs asunder and feed his carcass to the beast.
David, the king has asked if I would accompany you.
To protect me?
Don't you need it? What is your armament?
In my shepherd's bag, I have 5 smooth stones I gathered from the brook.
Stones?
In my left hand, a slingshot. And in my right, a shepherd's staff.
David, I know not what to say. May God protect you.
Is this who the Israelites sent to mock me? Who art thou, boy?
I am David, son of Jesse.
Come a little closer, and I will give your flesh to the birds and to the beasts of the earth.
You come with a sword and a spear and a shield. I do not need such armor. The Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will slay you this day.
Come then, sparrow. Raise yourself to your full height, that Goliath the Philistine may blow you away.
Come to my assistance. O Lord, make haste to help me. Thou art my helper and deliverer. O Lord, make no delay.
My brother is endangering all our lives, Captain.
Eliab, he is giving his.
To what end? Look, Goliath descends to the valley.
David runs to meet him.
David's hand is at his side. He's taking a stone, placing it in his sling.
Come, baby bird. Why are you dancing about, waving your arm?
The giant is hit. He falls. Goliath does not stir. He is dead.
I give praise, O God, to thy name. For thou hast delivered me out of all trouble, and my eye hath looked down upon mine enemies.
Had I not witnessed it with my own eyes, I should not have believed it.
Look there. So far as the eye can see, from Sojourner Zeker to the borders of Domin, not one Philistine soldier crosses the eye. If Goliath was their one arm, the entire army has fled as one body.
Michal, is that you, daughter?
I have been waiting outside your chambers, father, to speak with you. But the servant said you did not rest well, and I did not wish to disturb you.
Ah, my lovely daughter. Wars, warriors, and rewards are on my mind.
You speak in riddles.
I had promised the warrior who slew Goliath to have the hand of your sister, Merob, the eldest. But I can make a better alliance for her than this upstart.
How can you speak so of David? He is the bravest of the brave.
You speak with warmth.
When he returns from his triumphant visits to our cities, I wish to know him.
But you're a child.
I am old enough to love a man. And although I know the shepherd only by his deeds, I know I love him. I will be glad to become his wife.
Why have I had to wait so long, Captain, for news? My daughter hounds me day and night. Where is he? When can she meet this David, this deliverer?
Forgive me, O king, but events have carried me far and wide from city to city in his wake. with my own eyes, King Saul. I saw in all the cities of Israel the women come singing and dancing to meet their king. David is regarded as a king.
What do you say?
Word is, Saul slays thousands, but David slays tens of thousands.
I do not like it. A hero more popular than a king. Next, they will want for him the kingdom. I have heard, David, you have become the hero of the people.
It was your wish, King Saul, that I do battle with Goliath. To God and to you belong the honor, not me.
Oh, that is modest of you. Come, play your harp for me, and I will dream the dreams of an old king. My youngest daughter, Michal, has pleaded with me that she be yours. What say you, David?
I could not be the king's son-in-law. I am a poor man of small ability.
Small ability? Say not so. Since the last new moon, there have been rumors in the land that you've been anointed by the prophet Samuel in the name of the Lord. Answer me, David. Are there rumors, or are there not?
I have not heard any.
Have you been anointed by Samuel?
The prophet Samuel did visit my father's house, yes.
And
what, my king?
Put away that harp. There's something in your manner that causes me concern and mistrust. And by my spear, I like that not. Now stay where you are. David, I ask you on pain of death, this spear pointed at your head, to answer me. Are you to be the next king of Israel?
I know not, my king. What have I done to anger you so?
Out of my sight. Go. Captain.
I am here. Your David ran past me like 100 deer.
He is not my David. I do not trust him. I fear his eyes are upon the throne.
I think not.
Think not, Captain. Your duties are not to think, but to act. Make David a captain over 1,000 men.
Excellent idea. The soldiers will be proud indeed.
I care not for their pride of him. They are to do battle, not worship this shepherd.
I shall give the order. I take my leave of you.
Whatever is it? Why am I so sorely troubled and fearful? The boy does but honor Israel. Yet I am suspicious of him. And in my heart there grows a burden. The burden of hate. For I hate him.
Only a few short years before, the people of Israel had asked God for a king. And Samuel the prophet told them that God had chosen Saul. And so Saul, the son of a wealthy man, became king. But now the mighty have fallen. Saul is bitter, angry, and jealous. Where will the struggle end? I shall return with more of this story in Act 3 shortly. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater will return shortly. King Saul's suspicions and hatred of David would not let him rest. Having promised his youngest daughter to David, he thought of a way to be rid of David forever.
David, come here. Have you thought again of marrying my daughter, the beautiful Michal?
I am happy, my king, that the anger I appear to have brought you has left you, and once again you speak calmly.
No more of that. But of marrying...
For me, nothing has changed. I am still poor. You have made me a warrior, true, a leader of 1,000 men. But why such a marriage?
She tells me that she loves you.
She knows me not, nor I her.
Come now, David. Would you not like to be a king's son-in-law? Be honest with me.
I would, certainly I would.
Then prove your devotion. I want no dowry but 100 slain Philistines. I wish to be avenged on my enemies.
It shall be done.
What news of David, Captain?
It is good news, my king.
Ah, oh, poor David. The enemy has caught him, captured him. He's not killed in battle.
David has slain 200 Philistines, and even now approaches the gates of the palace.
Go, Captain. Meet him and bring him to me. He shall be rewarded. 200. There can be no question but that he is the anointed one. He is a young man to be feared, to be watched, and to remember as my enemy.
David?
What is it, Nicole?
I hear noises outside the house. Can you see outside?
But it is dark, my dearest. Many hours before dawn. But of course, everything is strange to you. A husband by your side? A house of your own?
It is not strangeness. Our house is being watched.
But why and by whom?
By my father, if what I overheard is true.
Surely no man would give his daughter's hand in marriage and then...
I sat in the palace garden this afternoon, and I could hear my father command his guards to come to our house tonight.
But for what reason?
To watch you, so that when you departed from our house in the morning, he would be killed.
Your father has lost his reason.
Unless you save yourself tonight, you will not see the day tomorrow. I beg of you, my own David, escape now.
If his guards are below, they shall see me.
I shall let you down into the courtyard. From there is the servant's passage to the outer wall. Go now, I beg you.
Oh, from this window.
Take this sheet. I will hold one end.
I hold it. Goodbye, my love.
Where will you go?
To the house of he who anointed me when I was but a shepherd.
Samuel, the prophet?
Even he. I shall be with him at his house in Ramah. Samuel, art thou the prophet, Samuel?
I am.
Tell me, O prophet, what can I do?
Do not concern thyself with evil men. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for him. Cease from anger and do no evil, for evildoers shall be cut off. But those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth.
I must go back. I must find the king and try to persuade him to righteousness. I shall seek him out so that we can pray together. When I was a shepherd boy, he had me come and play the harp to him, and we prayed together.
The meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Go, my son.
Eliab, wake up.
David, is that you?
I have found the camp where Saul lies sleeping with Abner, the captain of his army. Come with me.
David, no. What good can come of this perpetual hide and seek with King Saul?
Who knows but God? Perhaps by not raising my hand against him, I can make his spirit whole.
Dear younger brother, that is impossible. This Saul, for whom I and your two elder brothers fought, will not rest until you die. He and his army and his scouts have pursued you from mountain to valley, from river to river.
It is my turn now. He is encamped and sleeping nearby.
God has shown you your enemy. He has thrust him into your hands. I can run him through with my spear.
No, kill him not. But I shall take his spear from where it lies.
David, is that your voice, David, my son?
It is my voice, my lord the king.
Is it my life you will have my spear in your hands?
Why do you persecute me? What have I done?
I am unarmed, David. Would you run me through with my own blade? Spare my life, David, and I will do you no more harm.
Here is your spear. Take it.
My life was precious in your eyes. I have been foolish in very many things. Blessed are you, my son, David.
Father,
I was there when David entered King Saul's tent. And Saul said, I have sinned against you, David. Yet within a month, Saul's heart turned against him again, and David had to flee to the hills as this madman pursues.
I wish that Samuel had never anointed David in the name of the Lord. Still, David forgives even Saul.
You should see him now, Father. He has grown much since he tended sheep in our pasture.
I would not have it otherwise. Everything grows. This little town of Bethlehem where he was born, it too has grown. And it is becoming known far and wide as the birthplace of David.
Oh, Father!
My boy, my boy!
David, what have they done to you?
Father, Eliab.
Eliab, some water. Bring water and a cloth that I may cleanse his face.
They have lost their senses.
Here, my brother. Let me bathe the wounds upon your face.
They tracked me to Ramah, to the house of Samuel, and threatened, if I did not come out, to burn it
to the ground. You were with Samuel, the prophet?
Together in prayer.
Did he escape Saul's men?
Oh, they would not touch the prophet. We heard them surround the house, and we prayed.
Who can that be?
They have followed you here, David.
I'm not afraid. I shall unbar the door. Captain, what do you want of me?
I was sent by the king to tell you the prophet Samuel is dead.
Captain, there shall be a new law, and you shall tell it to the scribe.
Yes, mighty Saul.
From henceforth, all prophets, all foretellers, wizards, all with whom the spirits are familiar, are banished from the land. Have them sought out. Give them 1 hour to depart, or slay them on the spot.
It shall be done. Have you had word of David?
Of David? Why should I? I cannot bear to look in his face. Speak to me no more of David.
O king, I know you are afflicted, but I fear for Israel. For now, more than ever, we need the strength of David.
Now? Why now?
The Philistines have returned and surround us. They are mightier than ever before.
Oh, David, what have you done to me? Battle after battle, you save Israel. But I know it is only to push me from the throne. Where are our armies?
In Gilboa. We have massed all our forces. Shall I recall David?
Oh, no, no. I must seek counsel. I am not myself. I kneel here in the darkness, alone on the road, disguised in poor clothing. Remember words taught me by the shepherd boy. How long, O Lord? How long? Deliver my soul. Save me for thy mercy's sake.
Who is he who disturbs the peace of night?
Traveler. Where am I?
You are at Endor.
Oh, yes. Yes, I know it. Why do you stand there hidden in the shadows?
I am in hiding. King Saul has cut off those who have familiar spirits.
And are you such a one? You communicate with the dead?
With the living dead, present and past.
Would you know King Saul to look at him?
No. I have never seen him, poor man.
Poor man?
He may be our king, but he is mortal. Forbid the prophets, indeed. They are still there. He is afraid to hear them.
I have need of such a voice. Would you call one up for me if I asked you?
How do you know I can?
I recognize you. You are the witch of Endor. Here is gold. Divine me a familiar spirit. Call him up from his world, and I shall give you a second purse of gold.
Who are you? Your request could be a trap. If I fulfill it, I could die.
I am a man of means and some divinity. As the Lord liveth, there shall be no punishment happen to you.
Only one man could make such a promise. You are the king.
I am.
King Saul. Why did you deceive me?
So be not afraid.
Whom shall I conjure up unto you?
Conjure me Samuel.
Samuel?
I must speak with him.
By all the spirits of heaven and hell, King Saul commands the prophet Samuel return to earth.
What do you see?
I see gods ascending. I see one spirit.
What form is he of?
An old man, covered with a mantle, a shroud.
It is Samuel.
Why have you disturbed me, King Saul, to bring me here?
I am distressed, for the Philistines make war against me, and God has departed from me.
The Lord has become your enemy.
Enemy? Oh, no.
Already the Lord has given your kingdom to David.
I know.
You have sought to destroy David, but the power of the Lord is always with him.
I could not help myself. I did not want him to be king. What do you see of tomorrow?
The Lord will deliver Israel with you into the hands of the Philistines. Tomorrow, you and all who bear your seed will no longer be of the earth. You will be with me.
Killed?
Even so.
The next day, at Mount Gilboa, the Philistines defeated the Israelites. The archers drew their bows, and Saul was wounded. He could not submit to becoming a captive, and so he drew his sword and fell upon it. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
And indeed, goodness and mercy did follow David for all the days of his life. David was now 30 years old, and he reigned for 40 years. In the city of Jerusalem, he established the kingdom. He fortified it, and they called it the City of David. In a moment, a threat to the life of Israel, and how King David survived. Twice the Philistines tried to capture Jerusalem, and twice David's armies pushed them back. So overwhelming was their defeat that Israel was not attacked again while David was king. The story of the boy David is a story of belief. This faith in God made a shepherd boy serve his country for longer years than he attended sheep. One need not subscribe to any particular faith in order to find excellence and meaning in life. The golden rule could be enough.
This is Copper.
Our cast included Skip Hinnant, Leon Janney, Robert Dryden, William Griffiths, and Carol Tytel. The entire production was under the direction of Hyman Brown. This is Tom Bosley inviting you to return to the General Mills Radio Adventure Theater for another exciting tale you can hear through the magic of radio. The General Mills Radio Adventure Theater is recommended by NEA, the National Education Association.